Morning Central Talk 1380 WAOK. It's 8:09. And we've been waiting for this day for our lawyers to be with us. Attorney Janice Mathis, she is here. And Attorney Janice Mathis, we're happy to see you every Monday, but we are certainly glad to be with you today. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. White. How are you?
We're doing great.
Happy Monday.
We are so glad you are here with us. Talk to us. Give us your thoughts. We'll take your thoughts first, and then we've got all kinds of questions for you this morning on the George Zimmerman, first about the bail hearing, and then on him being released at midnight last night. Oh, and David, Attorney David is on with us also.
Well, I want to hear Davida's point of view because
she's a prosecutor, yes.
She's been a prosecutor, and I want to hear her point of view about the amount of the bond and about what the judge had to consider. But I do know you have a constitutional right to have a bond set, and they had to consider whether he would be a flight risk. Well, he turned himself in. His criminal history is minimal. His charge is very, very serious. So, Davida, what do you think? Was $150,000 enough?
I thought it was low. He doesn't seem to be much of a flight risk, but the danger to the community is a consideration that the judge must make. And I think that Mr. Zimmerman is definitely a danger to the community because, by his own statement, he followed this young man and pursued him, even though law enforcement told him not to, and it resulted in Trayvon's death. If he does that while he's out on bond, you know, there'll be another situation. That's why the danger to the community is a factor, always a factor in considering how much bond. I thought his bond would be closer to $500,000 than $150,000.
I thought the court would consider the fact that Zimmerman is able to raise substantial sums of money online. Now, his father testified about the fact that the house was mortgaged and they didn't have that much savings. I didn't hear a lot of detail about the family's financial condition.
Well, now, let me ask you this. The house mortgage, who gets a second mortgage on a house from Friday to Sunday? How do you do that?
Well, they probably didn't literally mean a second mortgage. I heard the lawyer say something about it. It's like a second mortgage. I think he was trying to help people, lay people understand. What you do is, and in Georgia, what we do is the sheriff looks at your tax assessment. They see the value of your house. You show them what the balance of your mortgage is, and then the difference between the value of your house, the mortgage, is the equity is what's left over that can be applied to the bond. It's not literally a second mortgage. It's kind of misleading for them to say that. But, Davida, what did you think about I didn't think they went into the family's financial condition as much as I would have expected. And I thought they went into the evidence in the case about whether he was sorry and all this other stuff that seemed to me extraneous to whether he needed to make a bond.
Well, the apology was very weak. He apologized because Trayvon got hurt. He didn't apologize for hurting him. But, you know, to me, the talk about the family's financial condition was not exactly on point because the only person's financial condition they need to consider is Mr. Zimmerman's because he is a defendant and he is an adult.
But once his father said, "I'll be responsible for it," doesn't that put the family's financial condition in issue?
Not necessarily, because the father doesn't have an obligation to do that.
I see.
Attorney DeVita, why no questions? And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you how blessed we are. Attorney DeVita was a prosecutor, so she has firsthand knowledge of what was going on in that courtroom. Attorney DeVita, is it true that Zimmerman opened himself up for questioning by getting on that witness stand and giving that half-hearted apology?
Well, in South Carolina, and Jane, I think this is probably true in Georgia, too, there's not an opportunity to testify, per se, at a bond hearing. You know, it is often defendants make statements to try to bolster their request for a bond or to, you know, reduce the amount of their bond. But to make a statement and an apology, that's usually not done at a bond hearing.
But it is allowed.
Just a brief statement might be allowed.
But
I thought his statement was a little more than what I've ever heard of at a bond, and I've been to, let's say, hundreds of bond hearings.
But did that or did that not open Zimmerman up for questioning by the defense?
No.
It did not?
No, because he wasn't under oath.
He was on the stand.
Yeah, but just because you're on the stand, I mean you're under oath.
So, what? I thought that he was under oath.
I didn't see him being put under oath. Did you, Jan?
I just assumed that he was because he was in the witness box.
Yeah, but not necessarily.
So you're saying that they allowed him to just walk up there and make this statement, and so let's say that he was not under oath. Would that be a reason why the prosecution did not then proceed to ask him questions? I mean, why the defense?
A bond hearing is not the forum for asking questions, just like it's not the forum for giving testimony.
But since
it's not the forum for asking questions from the defense.
Right.
They're going to have their chance, and they probably didn't want a chance on that day. I don't think that
the statement that
he made was significant in terms of evidence.
Okay, then here's a question that I want to ask, and you can answer it when we return from this short traffic break. Did the attorney for the Trayvon Martin family, the defense, did the prosecution do a good job in the courtroom on Friday? I was disappointed, and when I came away from that feeling like the fix is in, Zimmerman is going to walk. And I want to know what you think, Attorney DeVita, when we return, who has been a prosecutor, when we return to News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Legal Issues, the Sisters in Law, and Power Talk on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.